It's time now to get the hell out of your life. A weekly broadcast with real people, sharing real struggles and offering real hope. Today's show will encourage, inspire, and empower you to face life's challenges with a bold confidence and renewed hope. Now, let's join our host, Ron Myers, the promoter.
Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you today. I'm Ron Myers, and I'm your host. And the show is called Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Well, today, I have a wild show. Power-changing, life-changing show for you. A show that is built around questions that you may have about your life, about your destiny, about your doubts, about your fears. I want to know, what is it that you don't understand about life? What is it that you don't understand about Jesus? I want to give you a little behind-the-scenes look at exactly who I am. Why do I do this? And what's in it for you? Because if you invest time in listening to this, you have to know that there is going to be a return. I want you to say, I needed to hear that. And today I asked my guests to take a break because, friends, I have a lot of things on my mind and I may not even take a break. I may just speak the whole entire time, but I do want to open up with prayer. I used to listen to an evangelist, Steve Hill. He's not around anymore. He is in heaven with Jesus. But he used to open up his services with this. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, speak to my heart. Isn't that what we need sometimes, friends? You're going through something, aren't you? You have questions. You have in need of answers. You have doubts. You have unbeliefs. You have people from every walk of life and every position in your life telling you things that you don't necessarily agree with. And you don't know really what to do because your personality isn't a wild, crazy, bullheaded individual like me. And I tell people, hey, listen, I don't care if you don't like what I believe, and I don't care if you don't like my ideas and dreams and how I want to do life with Jesus. That's my business. And I think, friends, that this walk with Jesus, it comes down to one word only. It's called you. Your walk with Jesus is between you and him and nobody else. I had to unfriend some people on Facebook this week because they were trying to tell me that you could lose your salvation. And they were telling me that I had to do this, and this to be saved. And then if I went back to some of my old behavior, then I would lose salvation. And I thought to myself, this is absolutely a no-win argument. I'm out of it. I'm done. I said, I agreed to disagree with you, period. That's it. See, friends, somebody wanted to take my core belief that comes from the Bible, that Jesus says, nobody can snatch us from his hand, that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us. He has come in, lives with us, cleaned house, and now we have a whole new life. I love it, friends. But I want to talk about you today. It's you, friends. I want to know, what is it that you don't understand about life? What is it that you don't understand about Jesus? Think back to when you were growing up and you were an innocent little child growing up and playing with your friends and you were thinking about the future, what you were going to be when you grew up. I remember in school, we would do an essay, what I want to do when I grow up. And of course, everybody said, let Ron read his first, let him. Because not only was I the class clown, I wanted one reaction from students. I wanted them to laugh. You see, I grew up in a family that, well, I was the black sheep of the family. I was the one in my family out of seven kids that was uncontrollable. They booted me out of the public school and sent me to the Catholic school. They thought the nuns could straighten me up. Well, they didn't. But friends, that's because I was wired different. You are wired different. We're all wired different. We cannot be what everybody else wants us to be. See, I was always a dreamer, kind of like Joseph in the Bible. I always wanted to do something big with my life. Now, obviously, at that age, you don't know what you're going to do. But my thing was, I want to be famous. I want to do something. I had a motto in my life. The motto was, I'll show them. And the reason that I had to develop that, because that was my self-protection for my attitude, because I was told that I would never amount to anything, that I would do nothing in life, and I would probably end up in prison one day because I was a little juvenile delinquent. But I look back, I did all that stuff because I needed attention. I was calling out for attention. Does anybody see me? But you know, God sees me, God sees you, and God has a plan for you, and God has a plan for me. So I began this journey of discovering who I am. Why am I here? And I know that when I was in the Air Force, that's what brought me here to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, Keesler Air Force Base. I grew up in Iowa, and I was sent to Keesler Air Force Base, never heard of Biloxi, Mississippi, but I fell in love with it. And when I got out of the Air Force, I started a production company, Ron Myers Productions, started producing entertainment fairs, festivals, and, well, anything I could make a buck at, and I was pretty good at it. But I had a lot of people come against me. I had a lot of people tell me, your ideas, Ron, are so big, they'll never work. You don't have the experience. You don't have the knowledge. And I said, but I believe I can do it. I see the end result. I had the vision of how I wanted to shape my life. Every day we change. You know, we get older, we grow. But right now you have a vision for what you want to do in life. That's awesome, friends. And you have to protect that vision. You have to protect what you are is so sacred to you. It's your beliefs, your desires, your dreams placed inside of you by God himself. Because everyone around you is going to tell you, well, I don't know if that will work, or, well, you better ask God first, or you better do this, or you better do that. And it becomes almost like a roller coaster ride in life. So today, it's all about you, my friend. Jesus wants you to know that you're okay. You're not weird. Those beliefs you have, that's part of your personality. That's part of your DNA. But God is in the remodeling business. God wants to remodel our lives, our desires, our needs, and our wants to become dependent upon him. You know, I tell people the first half of my life, it was all about me. Creating a production company. I remember the year, believe it or not, friends, I did an I Love American pep rally back in the 80s. And guess what? About 3 months after this I Love American pep rally, I got a letter. It's still hanging on my office wall from Ronald Reagan. That's right. Yeah, I'm an old fart, aren't I? But no, I've been around a little while, but it was congratulations for the festival, and yes, this is a country we can be proud of. But I thought of this. Here's me, this little goofball from Iowa that was never going to amount to anything, had an idea. I was tired of seeing all the negativity in the media. I was living the American dream. So, hey, maybe we need to do another one today. So I decided that I was going to do an I Love America pep rally. And then it was recognized by one of the most powerful men in the world, Ronald Reagan. Wow. Friends, the power of your ideas, the power that's in you, the power of your destiny, the power of what Jesus wants to do with you is so big, it will rattle people's brains when you start telling them what you want to do in life. Have you ever watched that show, American Idol? I love it. I love American Idol. And I was watching it the other day, and I felt the Spirit of God telling me, do you know why you like this show, Ron? Because you are seeing people with God-given talents, sharing it with the world. And I thought, you know, that is exactly right. See, each of us has a talent and a skill and ability. And when you watch American Idol, or maybe even that other awesome show I love, Shark Tank, all these awesome people with these creative ideas, it stirs something in you, doesn't it? It's because you have a creative gene in you. You have a talent gene in you. You have something that the whole entire world does not have, but you do, and Jesus wants you to share that with the world. But what happens when we try to articulate or execute these awesome dreams? We are attacked from all sides, just like I was on Facebook a few days ago, because I dare to believe Jesus is bigger than all my problems, because Jesus has forgiven me forever and I have eternity promised to myself when I leave this world. But no, they were trying to get me to believe what they believe. And I said, I appreciate your opinion, but you need to get the hell out of your life. Oh, by the way, that's the name of the show. No, I try to be graceful with people, but sometimes, friends, you just have to draw the line and say, you know, enough is enough. You are toxic. You are hurting my destiny. You are not helping me do life with Jesus. You are judging me. You are critiquing me. You think that you have a better life than me because you follow a bunch of rules and regulations. Well, that's good, but that's for you. I am led by the Spirit. I follow Jesus. Leave me alone. Let me find out what Jesus wants to do in my life. That is so awesome. The freedom. Friends, I remember the day so clear. October 23rd, 1998. And I finally walked away from my selfish desires and said, Lord, I'm not happy. I'm miserable. I need to know what my life is about. And I never will forget that quiet little voice. In Atlanta, Georgia, in a hotel room, Ron, now that I have your attention, I want to show you your destiny. You know, and friends, for the last 20-some years, the only thing that I've been obsessed with is discovering my destiny and to help you discover your destiny. Because, friends, here is the sad truth. You will never, ever be totally fulfilled or happy by living a life that somebody else has carved out for you. You have to discover who you are. You have to discover your destiny. You have to discover your value, your worth that you have in Jesus Christ. And Jesus is nuts about you. Jesus has a plan for you. Jesus wants to give you the desires of your heart. But I want you to listen to this, the desires of your heart. See, before Jesus, I had all kinds of crazy desires. I was doing all kinds of crazy things. I did over 200 different events along the Gulf Coast area, from New Orleans over to Pensacola. But when Jesus came in my life and took residence, he changed those desires. I didn't go to class. I didn't go to school. Ron, new desires for you with Jesus. No. I said, Jesus, all right, what's my destiny? And all of a sudden, I started having these new thoughts, new ideas, new desires. And do you know why I know they were real and why God wants you to understand your destiny and the desires that he wants to give you? Because I was happy. I had joy and I had peace. And the fruits of the desires was all about helping people, encouraging people, inspiring people, empowering people to become everything that Jesus created them to become. Friends, this is the greatest time to ever be a believer. It's all about you and Jesus. People say, well, that's kind of selfish, Ron, you know, talking about you. Well, how does Jesus work? Have you seen him walking down the streets lately? I haven't seen that, but he will work through us. We can do life with Jesus. I'm doing it right now on the radio or on my podcast. I am doing life with Jesus, relaying a message to you from Jesus that he loves you. He has a plan. He has not caused those bad things that are happening in your life. A lot of you just have made poor choices because you haven't been told enough how valuable you are to the kingdom of God. That you don't have to be a big famous person. You don't have to be the speaker in a church. You don't have to be the world famous singer like a Taylor Swift. But your gifts and your talents are so valuable to you and your community and your friends and your family. You know, I had a Jewish friend of mine that was really a wise man. And I was running a health club after I got out of the Air Force. I was toying with going off to California and living out there. I never thought I was going to be staying in Mississippi. And he told me one day, he told me some great advice. He said, well, Ron, you know, in life, you have a choice. You can go be a little fish in a big pond, or you can be a big fish in a little pond. And of course, I told him I was like 23, but I want to be a big fish in a big pond. Well, they don't always work that way. So I said, you know what? It makes sense. So I started building my identity around my production company. But what's so awesome, what God does, is that he will train you often in the world train you in what we see here in America in your job. And then after the training has been accomplished, he'll pull you out into what you are going to do with your life. Kind of like Moses. Moses was trained in the palaces of Pharaoh before God called him out to do his mission, his destiny in life. Friends, today is a great day for you. And I love you. And I pray for you. And you don't even know me because you have questions. Jesus has the answers. You have a destiny. Jesus is your GPS. You are created for greatness in life. And the desires of your heart, well, they may be a little foggy now, maybe a little shady. You just don't really know what they are. That's okay. Don't stress about it, because doing life with Jesus is as simple as each and every day. Lord, all right, what's life like today? Lord, give me your desires. Encourage me today, Jesus. Inspire me today, Jesus. Empower me today, Jesus. And you know why I'm so passionate about preparing you to do life with Jesus on your own with nobody else around? Because I go back to COVID. In COVID, the world shut down, the churches shut down, and we were isolated and all alone. Now, if we would have had a spiritual boot camp training class in church, what to do if church is closed and you can't come and you're all by yourself sitting on your living room couch watching I Love Lucy and wondering what's going to happen to this world? Friends, I bide the time on radio stations across Mississippi to do one thing, to tell you that Jesus loves you. Jesus has a plan for you. Jesus is just crazy about you. But there's a hitch. You have to have him living inside of your spirit. You have to have Christ inside of you, and then your desires become different because he is speaking life into you. And one day you're sitting there watching TV, or you're at the gym, or you're mowing, and you have a smile, and you think, wow, that's weird. I haven't smiled in a while. I'm actually happy, because you've discovered something, that it's all about you. Who's going to take care of you when you get sick? Who's going to take care of you when you hear the bad news? Who's going to hold you when you don't know what you want to do with your life? Oh, these well-meaning friends, but are they there when you really get in trouble? Are they there when you don't have the money to pay the bills? I've been there many times. No, they weren't there. I had to turn to Jesus. I had to say, well, Lord, what are we going to do? I don't have the money. I don't have this. I need help. You know what? He gave me the answers. He gave me ideas. He gave me desires. And the most important thing that he gave me, and friends, it's the very thing that I need so desperately, and you need it so desperately. It's called hope. Hope. I know that though, even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death right now, that it looks like everything around me may be dying, I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I know I'm going to climb that mountain, and Jesus is going to be up there and give me a high five and say, Ron, you did it. You did it, Ron, because you listened to me. You didn't listen to the world. You didn't listen to all these other naysayers. You became you. You became the person you were created to be. And now, Ron, look over the world. See that person there. Yeah, Lord, what are those people for? Those are people you individually helped. You never met them because you spoke life to them. You spoke Jesus to them. You encouraged them and empowered them and inspired them. Friends, I'm wound up today. I told you, I just know somebody out there listening right now has been praying. A few years ago, I did an interview with John Boy. In fact, I have a podcast on my website. You ought to listen to it. It's called John Boy's Story, Now I Know. And John Boy was a drug addict, and he had to go to a rehab center. Well, he assumed it was just a regular rehab center, but he found out it was a Christian rehab center while he was in there. He said that I looked over, and I saw this group of people. They were all going to jail. We were all going to go to jail. But they were happy. They were happy, and they had this joy, and he said, I couldn't understand it. So he said that night, he laid out on the porch, and he looked up at the sky. And he said, hey, dude, if you're real, I want some of the joy that they have. See, he was never told about Jesus. He was never told that you could have joy in life. He never was told that he could beat addiction. His life radically changed after that. And today he works in a halfway house and he's doing so many wonderful things for the kingdom of God. So friends, maybe you don't know who Jesus is. You don't know what he will even do for you. Maybe you just say, hey, dude, it's not disrespectful because he knows your heart. If nobody has ever really told you about the loving, kind, compassionate, awesome Jesus, they've told you about this Jesus that's waiting with a ball bat to knock you over the head. He walks around with a clipboard, keeping a score of your daily activities. That's not the right Jesus. That's a legalistic Jesus. That's really Moses camouflaged his Jesus. Jesus is freedom. Jesus is life. Jesus is joy. Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I'm a promoter. I'm a show organizer. I've been doing it for over 40 years, and I've already been thinking in my head. I know this will, a lot of you will say, that sounds like you, Ron. I've already thought that my funeral, I want to have a video. I don't want a sermon. I don't want anybody doing a eulogy. Remember that song by Frank Sinatra? I did it my way. I did it my way. But hear what I'm saying about my way. His way became my way. My way and his way together become the highway to our destiny for you and for me. But we have to be an original because he doesn't work with copies. Jesus will always treat you as the one-of-a-kind original. You just have to start believing that you are an original and not a copy. See, there's something in the religious circles that I don't know what it is, but they think when you get Jesus that we have to become humble and quiet and meek. Well, maybe if that's your personality. But I'm a type A wild personality that is going to stand in the mountaintops or stand in the parking lots and hold people's hands, pray for them, and tell them that Jesus loves them and Jesus has a plan for them. And if you never step foot in church, if you never open the Bible, you can begin a relationship with Jesus today and it will just blow the hell out of your life. So to conclude, because I have rambled on, but I do want you to know, friends, just like I asked you in the beginning, dear Jesus, speak to my heart. I pray, Lord, I don't know what to say through this microphone. I don't want to be rehearsed. I want to be totally spontaneous with the Spirit of God just pouring out to lift up someone, to encourage them. And I can feel Jesus right now, friends. Can you feel him grabbing his arms and around you and he's holding you? He knows your hurts. He knows the things you're going through that you haven't told anybody because you're embarrassed. He knows that your destiny and your future is an awesome one if you will actually trust, have faith in him, and then forget everybody else and begin that honest to goodness, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus. You don't have to have all the answers for your future. Jesus says one day at a time, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. So if we're doing life with Jesus today, then that's great because it's going to step into something tomorrow. You know, they asked Gandhi, I heard this a couple years ago. They asked Gandhi, he was in a group of people, a question, an individual, and he answered the question. Well, about 20 minutes later, someone asked him the very same question, but it was a different answer. And someone said, well, you didn't say that answer a little bit ago. He said, I know, I grew. And that's what happens, friends, with you and I when we have that intimate personal relationship with Jesus. Sharing our heart, becoming open and transparent is we grow. We grow. We get wiser. We get smarter. And the most important thing that all of us are so desperately seeking, we can have some peace. Why he's remaking us, he's redoing us, he's remodeling our destiny.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
Jesus, Jesus. What do you think of when you hear that name? Jesus, Jesus. Love, life, hope, joy, peace. Friend, companion, confidant, savior.
God of the universe lives.
And he lives in the form of a man. That man is Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. Jesus,
what will you do with him?
He knocks on the door of your heart. When you open that door, your life will change forever. He came that the world may have life and may have it more abundantly. Ask Jesus into your heart and discover what living is all about. Call 1-888-NEED-HIM.
We would like to express our gratitude to Coffee News for their support of this program. Are you tired of scrolling through the same old news feeds every morning? Then switch things up with Coffee News. Our publication is filled with interesting stories, brain teasers, and uplifting quotes that are sure to brighten your day. And now you can access Coffee News anytime, anywhere by visiting our website. So whether you're sipping your morning coffee at your favorite cafe or browsing online from your desk, we've got you covered. Start your day off right with Coffee News at readcoffeenewsonline.com. Ron will be back in a moment to wrap up today's conversation. We want to encourage you today with God's promise to you. It comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's God's promise to you when you choose to commit your plans and future to Him. Now, back to Ron.
Well, friends, my time is up, and I have a date for you, Sunday night, April 7th, a great concert, the Love and the Light Tour with Jordan Valise and Colton Dixon at First Baptist Gulfport. You can go to my website, thepromoter.org, and get more information. And also, while you are there, check out the podcast, John Boy's Story, Now I Know. You will be blessed. Until next week, this is Ron Myers reminding you, I love you, I am praying for you, Jesus loves you, Jesus is leading you, and when you give Jesus your heart, you get the hell out of your life, and life gets good.
Get the Hell Out of Your Life is underwritten by the Christmas City Gift Show. We invite you to come shop with over 255 vendors from all over the United States from November 8th through the 10th inside the Coast Convention Center, located on the beach in Biloxi, Mississippi. You can find more information at ChristmasCityGiftShow.com. Thanks for listening. And if you would like to share your story of what God has done in your life or listen to previous episodes, please visit our website, thepromoter.org. Join us next week for another episode of Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.